Thank you and good afternoon. Tuesday night, the California Highway Patrol responded to a three-vehicle collision on Highway 199 near Crescent City. 46-year-old Crescent City resident Michael Polk was traveling northbound on Highway 199 when he lost control of his vehicle and traveled to the other side of the highway. Polk's car collided with another vehicle that was traveling southbound. That vehicle was driven by 35-year-old Oregon resident Christopher Conrad. Shortly after the collision between Polk and Conrad, a third vehicle, driven by 51-year-old Lori Bomke, was traveling northbound and collided into the left side of Conrad's vehicle as well. Polk was taken to the Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The investigation into the collision and what caused it is ongoing. Today, the Eureka Police Department gladly announced that Louis Altick has been selected as the newest Old Town Foot Patrol officer. Officer Altick was hired by EPD back in July of 2002, serving as an officer for Eureka for the past 12 years. He was a school resource, a patrolman, and had other duties. Altick begins his assignment January 7th, and he has stated that he is excited about getting to know Old Town's merchants, residents, and regular visitors as he looks to improve the quality of life in that district. Communities up and down the coast of California and Oregon have been in the midst of a forecasted storm that has brought some gusty winds and heavy rainfall. The worst of the storm is yet to come, as wind gusts are expected to be anywhere from 15 to 30 miles per hour and 60 miles per hour at higher elevations. Waves are also expected to reach 25 feet at local beaches. The Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services wants to remind North Coast residents to prepare accordingly by collecting supplies and food for the next few days. Also, be on the lookout for potential flooding in low-lying areas from the rainfall that has been accumulating. Residents are also urged to stay away from local beaches due to the danger the high surf waves present. In addition to preparing citizens for this storm, the Coast Guard also wants to remind boat owners to follow responsible boating practices and make sure that their vessel is tied down securely. Boat owners are also urged not to go out into sea. The California River Forecast Center are closely monitoring the flood stage limits of the Eel River, the Van Dusen River, and the Klamath River. These rivers are expected to exceed their respective flood stage numbers due to the heavy rainfall that has been occurring. Pacific Gas and Electric has also issued a statement to Northern and Central California residents today to warn customers of the possibility of power outages. As major wind gusts have been forecasted, the wind can possibly bring down power poles and cause power outages. Power outages have already occurred in the Petrolia area and the Honeydew area near Garberville that have left nearly 400 customers without power. PG&E crews are prepared around the clock and ready to respond to power outages as the weather conditions permit a safe procedure to revive power. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Californians are beginning to have more and more access to public data. Dan Squire has more.
State Controller John Chang has made it a priority of his office to ensure that Californians have as much access to public information as possible. And the latest rollout of data made available tracks revenues, expenditures, liabilities, and assets of every city and county in the state. It's easy to find that data by visiting the controller's newest website, By the Numbers, which contains the financial reports. You can also check for statewide totals, like the fact that California collected more than $12 billion in property taxes in fiscal year 2013-2014, or that Humboldt County had revenues of $238 million and expenditures of $239 million. The newest website is part of a wider program from the controller to make public information more easily accessible.
Thank you, Dan. Roadway accidents have already started occurring due to the road conditions caused by the severe weather in Humboldt County. Earlier today, some citizens took the time to cut up a fallen tree that was blocking at least some part of the roadway near Drury Park Way. Another tree was also blocking both lanes of Leggett Frontage Road off of Highway 101. Some people took initiative to cut up that tree as well. Earlier in the afternoon on Highway 36, a caller reported that a vehicle had crashed through their fence and hit a tree. The California Highway Patrol noted that the male occupant only sustained minor injuries. Drivers are reminded to be aware of the road conditions caused by the weather and to drive at slower speeds. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.